You've listened to the music. Now it's time to meet the artist. In Mega Mixtape Legends.
Welcome, I am Naop, a developer from Mexico who happens to love video game music and has been doing this podcast in Spanish for the last 4 years. This is our first episode in English, thanks to my involvement with Dueling of Duels, a community and competition that has been around for more than 20 years. I started making friends and talking with several video game cover artists online. For the last 20 years, I've been listening to their music, so it has really been an honor to get to know some of the people that have inspired me for so long. The main goal of this podcast is to spread the word and get more people to listen to the amazing music that so many artists publish, sometimes for free, online. For our English episodes, we will be focusing on interviews with such artists, and I'm glad to present this very first episode where Logan Tucker, aka Bigoron, was kind enough to grant us an interview. He has already been interviewed. I recommend that you listen to the podcast Level with Emily Rees or Bonus Stage Van, where you will learn more about his origins and musical influences. Bigoron, or Tuck, is a very talented keyboard player who constantly joins forces with Joe Newman, Kepra Gone, Ian Cowell, Eric Benkman, Extrinsic, and many other talented artists from the Dueling of Duels community. You can follow him on Blue Sky, YouTube, or purchase his music through Bandcamp. I hope you enjoy this interview where we discuss his latest projects. And to start things off, here's a sample of his music, a cover from Mario Kart 64. You can see a complete track list of all the future tracks in this episode and even all the background music and albums mentioned on megamixtape.com. On to the interview. Hi, Tok. It's awesome to be talking to you finally for my first interview in English. I'm so glad you were able to join us on Mega Mixtape. How are you?
I'm well. I'm super excited to chat with you today. And, you know, thank you for making time for me.
No problem. I'm glad to be here as well. I've been a fan of your work ever since I joined DOD on Discord. So it's been a little over a year, I think, that I heard your music for the first time, and it's been a blast. So I'm eager to learn more about your process and about your projects in general. What can you tell us about yourself? How did this project Bigoron started for you? What are your favorite bands or some of your gaming influences for doing video game covers?
Yeah, I've been playing keyboard, you know, for a pretty long time, and I've always wanted to make music and record music, but just having a family and different life things made it difficult to do original music. So I saw that people were doing covers and discovered Dwelling of Duels some time ago and always wanted to be a part of it. And some of my largest influences growing up were like 70s classic rock, and then moved into like 80s metal, which kind of brought me to progressive metal, which, you know, naturally led me into pop music and synth pop. You know, that's how it goes. And that's kind of where I am now. My first video game soundtrack would have been the Daytona USA soundtrack, because I had it on computer, and if you put the disc into a CD player, it played the soundtrack. And even as like a 10-year-old, 11-year-old kid, I just loved listening to the songs.
You mentioned progressive rock because that's also where you met some of the people you collaborated on Dwelling of Duels. You got them into Dwelling of Duels. You found this community and became addicted to, you know, the contest itself, from what I've heard in other interviews.
Yeah.
So how has that been? How do you go about keeping up with this contest each month? You try to participate often, right?
Yes, I definitely like to participate as often as I can, either by submitting my own songs or playing on somebody else's tracks. It's just fun. Like, I love the idea. I get excited with the new reveal of a theme each month. I like going out and deciding, hey, this is the song I'm going to do, or this is how I feel this month. The process for choosing a song usually just comes down to how I feel. Do I want to do something nostalgic that everybody knows that's a lot of fun, or do I want to try and pull something really deep that I found somewhere along the line? And I don't really have a process for that. It just, whatever happens, happens.
You listen to a lot of music online in order to pick your cover material, right? It's not always a game you played or a soundtrack you are already familiar with.
That's correct. I enjoy doing both. I like pulling out stuff from when I was a child or games that I'm currently playing, but I also just like listening and finding new things. And if they become exciting, I like to try and represent them as best I can.
Yeah, it's a little different from some other artists who like have the rule not to cover anything they haven't played. But amazingly, it works. It works great. I think sometimes you even manage to get people interested in soundtracks that they don't even know about when you do deep cuts.
Oh yeah, and it works on me too. Sometimes I get myself interested in a video game just because I like the music so much.
How has your style changed from when you started doing Dwelling of Duels?
Yeah, I guess coming up on 3 years, I definitely feel like I've got to show off less, and I can do more with with less at times, because my earliest entries were very solo heavy, very much about getting in as much as I could and really pushing it. And sometimes that's still a great thing to do, but sometimes it's just about, you know, setting a certain mood and having some fun.
What are some of the highlights you would like to talk about?
Well, some of the coolest Welling of Duels highlights have definitely included collaborating with some of my favorite artists that I listened to before I was even, you know, entering Welling of Duels, like working with Eric Breckman or the guys and Super Soul Bros. Just, you know, it's been really fun to connect with these guys who really inspired me on the back end. You know, obviously it's fun to have songs heard, and not just within Welling of Duels, but also outside of Welling of Duels with the Video Game Remix Awards and different things like that.
Mm.
And then even getting opportunities to play these songs and other songs live at the MAGFest events has been probably my favorite part, honestly. Just, you know, because playing live always makes me smile, and it's something that I don't get to do much in my regular life. So that's been really exciting and definitely some of the highlights of my time in Welling of Duels.
You've earned a lot of medals with your covers on Welling of Duels. Do you still strive for a specific result on these contests?
I definitely strive to be closer to the top. Once you've done it a few times, it feels good. And there are definitely some times where I was like, man, I've got something that everybody's really going to enjoy. And it didn't place quite as high. And then I've had stuff where I thought, you know, this is not my best work that placed higher than I expected. You just never really know what to expect. That's the fun. I mean, that's the way it goes. And I think because when I joined, I was having a lot of luck being higher in the ranking. And I think that created an avenue for a lot more synth players to feel more confident. I mean, it's not uncommon to hear just a lot of synth and keyboard action happening. And it feels good to kind of bring that in. I know that it was there before I was there, but I definitely felt like, at least in the beginning, that I was doing something a little bit different than the normal stuff. And that was fun. I enjoy that. You know, now it's like, it does feel good to be near the top, but it's the comments and the reviews and you know, when people like you say that even months later that they really appreciated a track, that feels really good. I mean, that feels like the best thing. Honestly,
there's this talk on DOD about the classic DOD style, which involves, like, you know, garage metal bands. There's been a huge influx of jazz musicians participating, and you contribute to setting that tone, you know?
It's definitely not just me, but I feel like I was part of it. And it felt good to help usher in kind of this really diversified shift, you know, not just in jazz and funk, but also just it's okay to make pop music and what was generally considered like a simpler genre of music. And I think, you know, that's kind of the nature of the community as a whole. Because we're all video game music fans, a lot of us enjoy many different types of music. And so it's nice to bring that into the contest.
Thank you. Collaborations in Dwelling of Duels are really something that keeps the community together and the contest going strong for so many years. But as you mentioned, live events are what makes you and the rest of artists become a very big family of musicians who share this love for BGM. Do you intend to keep on participating in these events?
Yeah, as long as I can. I'm having fun. And I would like to expand and maybe, who knows, do some original stuff too and find things to do in my area. You know, this is something that comes easy because we're just hanging out and having fun throughout the month. Hmm. And as long as the technology is there, it's so much easier to just send somebody your recording and then somebody puts it all together. Because outside of Dwelling of Duels, a lot of musicians have a lot of trouble or even nowhere to get started with creating these songs. I really like the community aspect where we come together, we share tips and knowledge with how to create these songs and how to make them sound good. And it's hard to imagine, you know, getting to that point outside of a competition like this.
Hmm.
So as long as I'm having fun, which I still am, yeah, I definitely want to keep on doing this.
Well, the collaborative side is understandable, but what about your solo work? Like, you probably don't do that as often now because you have so many people to collaborate with, but there's still some bangers that you submitted to Dwelling of Duels this year, for instance. Not always as part of the contest, maybe sometimes you submit an alt, like Hot Down by the River from Pokemon Snap, but when you do a solo track, how do you approach that?
My favorite thing about doing solo tracks is kind of being able to lay low and surprise everybody at the end. And so, you know, nobody knows what's going on under the surface or under the hood. And I guess in a silly way, one of my other favorite things about doing solo tracks is I can wait until the very last week or so.
Mm.
And I don't have to stress about trying to accommodate others, which, you know, I don't mind doing. I love doing songs with other people. But, you know, when you're collaborating, you've really got to stay on top of the organization. Whereas when I'm just doing a solo track, I can just procrastinate. And it's not always a good thing, but with the way my life goes, that's just
mm-hmm.
some months it's easier that way. But I think I do enjoy both, because as anybody who has done a collaboration with me knows, I love to just chat about it and geek out about it all month long and have something to really just connect over. It's just really exciting.
Surprisingly enough, I think one of your solo tracks this year is ranking pretty high among my favorites. Dream Machine is gonna be like track of the year for me. That's why I'm asking this, because, you know, Dream Machine to me is like an extremely solid track that you still managed to pull off on your own. I'm curious about how that came about specifically.
Well, yeah, I appreciate the kind words. That's actually one of my spouse's favorite tracks as well. And it's funny because the song starts off with our family vehicle starting up. And so now every time the car starts in the driveway, I imagine just the song kicking off and playing. It's really funny the way that works. But I don't know. That song was fun because it was on my bucket list for a long time. You know, I talked about doing it a few months prior with different people. And then when the theme was announced, it was kind of a no-brainer. I just hopped right into it. It ended up just kind of being this weird, I don't know, weird combination of styles. I'm not really a industrial artist or anything like that, but just kind of bringing in the sound effects was really fun to really sell the machinery and the factory atmosphere of the original and the level that it takes place. And sometimes this happens too, where if there's a song that I'm going to do, I'll get really into the game that it's from. And you know, in March when I was working on the song, I was also playing through Kirby 64 for the first time. And I don't know, that just put me in the right state of mind to just make it fun and make it exciting. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the way that song turned out. I'm hoping to try and finalize a mix for it and release it out into the world for other people to hear it too. But it's just been kind of on my back burner.
That's good to hear, because yeah, I think more people should listen to it. And also some of your other tracks, like less ambitious, should I say, collaborations that you've had, like with Shay's violin on Some Light Reading from Mega Man and Bass. Can you tell me a little bit about that one?
Yeah, basically it came down to Shay ended up being too busy. I think it was unsure whether Shay was going to be able to be really active in Dwelling of Duels that month. And we were working on another non-Dwelling of Duels project for a different contest. And so I said, hey, do you want to just do some violin on this track? And it's subtle, but it was just a very easy way, because sometimes it's just a matter of, hey, I want to create a space for people to participate in this contest. Even if it's not much, even if it's just a little thing, even if it's just a little addition. And Shay did like one run through, and I really liked it. That was just kind of a thing we worked on for like a couple of days, and then it was, you know, less ambitious for sure, but it was a track that I was really feeling, because I started off the month with a really ambitious track with Shay and Joe and I think Kev Ragone on, and within about a week I said, this isn't going to happen this month. It's not the month for it. So that was the backup plan.
Let's talk about your music outside of DOD. As we mentioned, you're trying your hand at building a project known as Bigorn on Bandcamp, on streaming platforms, but also with record labels. Six Pack, a classic Sega tribute. You talked about your upbringing, how you played a lot of Nintendo, and suddenly you decide to do a Sega album. How did that came to be?
Well, I did play a lot of Nintendo, but I also had the first console that I ever got new was a Sega Genesis. I didn't have a lot of games for it, but I did spend a lot of time playing Sonic 2 and different games like that. But I think my appreciation for the Sega style, the Sega sound team, the different things that they were doing, that's also been kind of a newer discovery for me, and a lot of it was explored through Dwelling of Duels and stuff like that. When Game Grooves announced a EP challenge, you know, the rules were the songs, of course, had to be licensable, and Sega's really good about putting out music for distribution that can be licensed in America, whereas a lot of other game companies might not. So, you know, I had a lot of options to choose from. And we started off, me and Joe were batting around the idea of doing a Nights into Dreams EP. Because there's a lot of really good tracks on that soundtrack. But we kind of went back and forth and then ended up, hey, well, what if we just do something that's kind of just 90s Sega or late 80s Sega as well? And then I came up with some songs, and Joe came up with some songs, and then we talked to Kev Ragone about it at MagWest in the summer, last summer, and he said it sounded really cool, so, and that was basically about it. Unfortunately, because I'm kind of a procrastinator, we had a year to do it, and I ended up waiting really long, and so the last few months we were working on it became very stressful. I like having tight deadlines, and I like that Dwelling of Duels provides that. So sometimes when I'm working on external projects where you've got months and maybe a year to work on something, I'll still kind of put it, save it to the last month in typical Dwelling of Duels style, and that's not always a good thing. But it was exciting.
Was it hard working with Game Grooves in this regard? Because they seem like awesome guys who support a lot of projects.
No, it was very easy to work with Game Grooves, and they were very flexible with the deadlines. I've really appreciated the project that they've come up with and, you know, what they put out for this album when we were able to get it out. Got a lot of solid feedback along the way, a lot of encouragement, and it was really cool. You know, I would love to do a follow-up to the six-pack and, you know, do some new songs, because we're just not done with Sega music.
Awesome. You've also talked about doing a Nintendo 64 EP as well, right? At some point.
Yeah, that's been on my bucket list for years. But as far as licensing goes, it becomes a little more difficult with...
Definitely.
Especially with Nintendo 64 music. But, you know, that's not always the end goal for me. I just want to create.
Going back to Six Pack a little bit, there's a whole interview out there as well on Bonus Stage Band where you do a listening party for the album. So a lot of the nitty gritty details of this album can be heard in that interview. For me, it was amazing just to learn about all the different, you know, quotes and ideas, how Kev kind of put it all together into a cohesive mix. It's really amazing. But one of the tracks that really got me from the start, like I listened to the whole album when it came out, but Keep on Grooving, which is one of your arrangements, was full of quotes at the beginning from Ace of Base, and to see you confirm that on the listening party was also great. So That shows a lot about your love for retro music, should I say. So what can you tell us about that track or the album in general from how you approached it?
Yeah, aside from what's already been said, because yes, I mean, it really became a team effort. Joe arranged half the tracks, and then Kev did mix and master the track at the end, and on top of all kinds of ideas that he brought to the table. We worked really well as a trio. We had some friends come in and help us out, which was great. That track, in general, I guess I had listened to the Streets of Rage soundtracks, and I could hear the inspiration from early 90s or late 80s pop tracks, or a lot of Eurodance and house kind of songs. And I think that one, maybe in particular, but a few others, definitely sounded to me like they were inspired by Ace of Base. And so I just pushed that to a much higher level and made it extremely obvious. Because, yeah, that style, I really enjoyed listening to that style of music and the songs that inspired it. Yeah, that song was kind of, it ended up being kind of like the last, I think the last one that was finished, and maybe kind of an afterthought in a way, but I still like listening to it because it reminds me of that style, and I did a pretty good job of capturing it. I'd like to explore that more in the future.
there's another project with Game Groups coming up called Goldenrod City Pop. By the time this is out, by the way, the album is out already, so you can listen to it. What can you tell us about your track from that project?
Yeah, so when Carrie was talking about it and said that there were some slots available, I got really interested, even though I've never played any of the second generation Pokemon games. You know, I was familiar with some of the characters in other forms of media, but not the games themselves.
You missed out.
I did.
It's probably the best one.
Well, after hearing more of the music, I feel like you may be correct. I need to go back and play those games. But we were actually, I asked Kev if he wanted to drum on it, and he said yes. And we were actually going to do Cherry Grove City before the track that we ended up doing. But I had no inspiration for it. I couldn't figure out anything to do with it for City Pop. And so I think with like a week left and before the deadline, Carrie came in and said, hey, somebody dropped out and these tracks were available if anybody wants to trade. And so we traded, and we chose one of the final battles against the champion, against the trainer or against the champion, Lance. And it was also like a really weird thing because I was like, how do I make this City Pop? Because it's very much like a final battle track. It almost sounds, some of the parts almost sound like either like Eastern European or Russian, almost kind of just very fast. But anyway, so what I did was I just kind of converted it to thirds and made it sort of a sort of swingy track, and it worked and it was fun. I was really happy to be a part of that. The artwork that Pokeris brought up is just amazing, and I am really excited for everybody to hear all of the tracks because there are some really, really good ones.
One of the perks you get from participating is that you listened to all of the tracks in advance.
Yeah.
So what can you tell me about other projects that you have in store for us with Game Groups or elsewhere? I mean, you already said you want to release more of your DOD music, like Dream Machine, but do you have anything else cooking?
I am helping out some friends with their solo albums, at least two that I think will be out in the next few months, I hope. And those are coming together and really exciting. I'm hoping to play some more live stuff soon. But other than that, no, I think most of it's kind of calmed down for a little bit, which is good. But I'm excited to get involved in some more projects. And, you know, and if Game Grooves has something else posted, I would definitely love to work with them again on that.
Maybe that's second Sega project that you mentioned.
Yeah, I've already started picking songs for that, so it's not just a dream, it's something that that I think we would really like to do.
Awesome. Well, for now, I guess people can keep listening to your Dueling of Duels stuff, and if you ever have another release, I'll be glad to, you know, talk about it.
I would love that, and thank you so much for making the time for me today.
No, thank you. I'm a big fan, so I'll keep spreading the word. Thank you, Tuck.
Thank you so much.
visit megamixtape.com, join our Discord server, and subscribe in your favorite podcast platform. Until next time!